Buildings are a big source of climate-warming greenhouse gases. That's why a favorite solution these days is to switch from burning natural gas in buildings to cleaner forms of electricity. 15 years ago, Congress passed a law requiring the federal government to lead the way on that switch. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, a key part of the law was never implemented.
The law is the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. President George W. Bush signed it, and deep inside, there's one section requiring the government to eliminate fossil fuels from federal buildings by the end of the decade. But you need regulations to implement a law, and the Department of Energy never finalized them in this case. So instead of getting rid of gas appliances, there are federal buildings installing new ones.
Welcome to the Liberty Bell.
At Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Park, there's a plan to disconnect from a citywide steam loop that heats buildings and install gas-fired boilers. In front of Independence Hall, where the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were signed, Alex Baumstein of the Clean Air Council says this is the opposite of what lawmakers intended.
While this is a building that represents independence, freedom from oppression, we're talking about locking ourselves in to dirty fossil fuels.
At least until the next time furnaces are replaced, which could be decades from now. The National Park Service says the planned boilers are more efficient than the existing system, and it says the project passed all legal and contracting requirements. But without Energy Department regulations, it's difficult for agencies to follow that 2007 fossil-free federal buildings requirement.
Yeah. 2007, that was 15 years ago, right?
Julie Hiramoto is a member of the American Institute of Architects, which has been the leading advocate for this section of the law. Many of her colleagues are committed to designing carbon-neutral buildings, and she says the federal government could advance the technologies and bring down costs for everyone.
Well, I think it's really important to lead by example. And the General Services Administration, the GSA, is the largest property owner and manager.
That federal agency does not track compliance with the 2007 law. But through other directives, the GSA says it has cut greenhouse gas emissions by more than half since 2008. But that 2007 requirement is a law, one that has not been followed and that gas utilities are still lobbying to repeal.
We're opposed to the provision. We think natural gas can and should be a part of our energy's future.
Dave Shriver heads the American Public Gas Association, which represents municipal gas utilities.
This ban runs counter to an all-of-the-above energy policy, which we believe benefits our country. So we've worked to fix this legislatively through Congress. Unfortunately, we haven't had as much success as we would like, but it's something we continue to work on.
Scientists and energy modelers say to meet the country's climate goals, switching from burning gas in buildings to cleaner electricity must be a priority. So now, the Energy Department is once again drafting regulations to implement the 15-year-old requirement to get fossil fuels out of federal buildings. The agency is taking a more narrow view of the law this time, counting only fuels used on-site and not how energy is produced on local electrical grids or steam loops. Still, Hiramoto with the American Institute of Architects supports the proposed rules.
We don't have time for perfection. We need action and we need progress with continual improvement along the way.
There's a bigger lesson for climate advocates. Passing major legislation like the Inflation Reduction Act last year is just the start, says Congressional Attorney Alexandra Teets.
But to make a difference, we have to seize that opportunity and do the work to bring the benefits into the real world.
That means finishing regulations that make it possible for agencies to follow new climate laws. The Department of Energy is doing that now. Proposed regulations for the 2007 law were released in December. The department is reviewing comments, but no timeline has been set for finishing the regulations. Jeff Brady, NPR News.